UAE, mocking coronavirus mandates can lead to 2 years in prison. By Gabrielle Reyes on January 11, 2022. Public prosecutors for the United Arab Emirates, UAE, issued a warning on Monday to citizens who mocked the federal government's official efforts to combat the Chinese coronavirus, reminding them they face a maximum punishment of 2 years in prison and a fine of roughly $54,450 for the offense, according to UAE law. The UAE's Federal Emergency Crisis and Disasters Prosecution Office issued a statement through the state-run Emirates News Agency, WAM, on January 10, in which it warned the UAE public not to spread rumors or false information about the preventive measures adopted by authorities to curb the spread of COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus, and not to flout them. The prosecution office said it chose to issue the warning in light of the recent circulation of photos and videos on social media spreading information from some COVID-19 patients on the Al Hosn application, accompanied by comments and songs mocking the precautionary measures and calling on others to flout them. The Al Hosn application is an official UAE government smartphone app used to contact trace coronavirus patients and generally monitor the health status of UAE citizens and residents. UAE prosecutors said the recent leak of information gathered by the Al Hosn app together with the alleged mocking of public health protocol threatened the Emirates' federal efforts to address the pandemic. We, therefore, call upon members of the community to refrain from this behavior, which is punishable by the law, the prosecution's statement read. Such actions are punishable with administrative sanctions or the penal sanctions stated in Federal Decree Law No. 34 of 2021 on combating rumors and cybercrime, the office noted. The UAE Public Protection Office published a video via social media on January 2 announcing official penalties associated with Article 52 of the Emirates Federal Decree Law No. 34 of 2021, which specifically aims to combat the spread of rumors and cybercrime in the publishing of false news online. The minimum penalty for people found guilty of such internet crimes is 1 year in jail and a fine of 100,000 dirhams, $27,225, according to the Middle East Monitor, which reviewed the video. If the published or shared information results in agitating or stirring up public opinion against the state authorities or institutions or are committed at the time of pandemics, crisis, emergencies, or disasters, the punishment will be 2 years in jail and a fine of 200,000 dirhams, $54,451, the news organization reported on January 3. The UAE government has required all federal government offices to admit only employees and visitors who have green status on their Al Hosn app since January 3, according to The National, an Abu Dhabi published newspaper. To achieve a green status on the Al Hosn app, UAE citizens and residents must be fully vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus with an inoculation approved for use by the UAE Health Ministry. It requires a booster shot 6 months after a second shot to stay active, The National noted of the Al Hosn app's green status in December 2021. A booster shot is an additional dose of a vaccine a person receives after he or she has already completed a full series of inoculation.